You're listening to the CycleClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Welcome back to the CycleClicks podcast. Very quick episode for you today. Myself and Emer are just going to be going through the Leaving Cert 2021 and all the changes there, or 2022, I should say, that are being made this year to allow for the crazy fifth year that you guys have had. So the government released the document and they had every single subject and what's going to be different for that exam. We obviously, there's like more than like 30 subjects, so we're not going to list out every single one of them, but we thought maybe we might give an overview of what the changes actually mean if you are someone who's going to be sitting that exam, the Leaving Cert in 2022. So overall, there's no massive changes that you need to worry about. The changes are all good, basically. They've all been made to make sure that there's less work for you to do because you've obviously had less time in school and you haven't had the time to cover as much material as you would have if you had a completely normal 2 years, a completely normal fifth and sixth year. You just haven't had that. You haven't been able to cover it. So they're going to make you do less, basically, in the exam. And I think the most kind of a general way of saying it, or what's different this year, is that there's more choice, which was true for the Leaving Cert that's just gone, 2021. They gave a lot more choice on the paper. So if you're going back through exam papers 2021, it's kind of a good reflection of what a lot of the exam will look like for you as well. But basically, yes, there's so much more choice. And for a lot of exams, you don't have to do as much, I think. That's the main point of the changes.
Yeah. And like Nessa said, we won't go into the details of every single subject, but we said that we would maybe talk about the three main ones that most people do, which are English, Irish and maths. And if you want to find more details on your specific subjects, then we have a blog about it. So go check out our blog, which links off to the official government documents and things like that. So those are definitely trustworthy in terms of what adjustments are being made. And those are the source of truth.
Yeah, it's the most recent blog as well. So if you go onto StudyClicks and you just click blog, it's like the first thing you'll see if you're listening to this in October.
Yes. So to kind of start with English, very briefly, the changes that are there is that there are no changes actually for paper one. So same old paper one essay, basically.
Good old paper one.
And then on the single text, so for most people that means Shakespeare, there's no change there either. It's this year going to be Othello, and it's going to be the same layout as per usual, so no changes there. And then what's nice and what I wish I had definitely when I was doing my exam is for the comparative, you actually get all three modes. So you'll get a question on general vision or viewpoint, you'll get a question on cultural context, and a question on theme or issue. So you can essentially just pick one, I guess. And
just pick one, yeah. You don't have to study all three and hope that one of them comes up, or hope that your favorite one comes up. You can pick whichever one you want, which is really handy. And that's the same for ordinary level as well.
Yeah.
Higher level or ordinary level.
Yeah. Now, like, obviously, it depends on what your teacher chooses to do as well. Your teacher might say, OK, we're still going to do two so that you have a choice between two questions, which is definitely a way of looking at it and could be helpful in some cases. It might be worth, studying a second type of comparative. So, yeah. And then there is no change to the unseen poetry. There is an extra poet provided in the prescribed poetry, which is also very nice. I don't know if you're kind of in tune, or if you listen into what people tend to say year on year about the Leaving Cert. It's always big drama about what poet came up, and people expect what poet to come up, and then some people only study one, and then that one doesn't come up, and it's always a nightmare. And like, loads of people are taking risks with whatever they study, and it doesn't pay off. But in this case, you're kind of able to take more risks in that way, because there are five poets now which will come up instead of four, and usually you study five. So yeah, it just means that it's less of a risk now to cut down on the amount of people you study, or it just means that there's less risk involved, and there's less pressure to take the risk as well, or I suppose to there's less pressure to make sure that you have enough people covered because you know that at least one of your bots will come up. So
yeah, that was the case with the 2021 Leaving Cert, and there was people were like obviously wondering about what posts were going to come up, and I think it was like one of the first years in Leaving Cert history that everyone was happy. No one was like, oh no, I took a risk on this person, they didn't come up. Like the main people that people studied all came up, and it was great for them. So hopefully that's the case with this year as well in 2022.
Yeah,
moving on to ordinary level, there's just a few points you need to make because there's slight differences in paper two in what you study with the ordinary level. So for the single text and ordinary level, questions one and two, they used to be compulsory, but they aren't in for the exam in 2022. You can answer any two of the four questions that they give there. So you don't just have to do one and two. You can do one or two, or one or two, or three, or one and three. You know what I mean. There's more choice in the combinations that you can do. And in the case of the for ordinary level, because they put the poems on the paper, there'll be two extra poems on the paper, one from each list. So there's like the higher level and ordinary level, that combined list, and the ordinary level only list. So for 2022, they're going to put two extra poems on the paper. So that's handy
so
out
nice
as well.
Of them.
How kind. They should scrap the whole thing altogether and do away with it. That's the next step.
Yes. So anyway, moving on to Irish then. I'm very jealous of this one. I mean, I'm not jealous of the students having to have gone through a year of studying through a pandemic, but I am very jealous that you only have to do 10 Tropic Tour instead of 20.
20 is crazy when you think about
20
it.
20 is 10, too much.
10 is sweet.
It's only good to have studied 20 for the memes afterwards. I'm glad that I know them all for the entertainment,
for the
but it's for the exam, it's definitely stressful. So now you only have to do 10. Still a lot, but it's much better than 20. So
yeah,
that's a big plus.
Rejoice.
There is no change to paper one. A bit like English, this paper one is going to be the same. So again, essay. And then no change to the reading comprehensions of paper two. They're fairly straightforward. And then for the prose and the poetry, you'll get, most people will do the prose Anamnaha and the Philia, which is, you know, the ones that you chose and that you studied in class. And now you get an extra question for each choice. So usually it's like 2A for the Anamnaha and 2B for the Roanoke, but now you get two choices for the Anamnaha. Instead of just having to answer like the one question that's there, you now get a choice. So you're not forced to answer one. Like it mightn't have suit in the past, there could be a question like someone doesn't understand it, or the question just doesn't suit what they've learned, but now you have a higher chance of getting one of the two questions will suit you, or that you'll understand one of the two questions. So that's
yeah, it looked like 2A, A and B, and then 2B, A and B. If you're kind of wondering of what like visually you want to picture this, this is the case. This was the case for the last for the Leaving Cert in 2021. So you can look up the papers for that on the study clicks to see what it looks like.
Yep, and then the Literate Brescia has no change, and then ordinary level Nessa, what's...
So yeah, basically ordinary level is similar. There's more choice for the Filiach than the prose. You pick two questions from the three are provided. So there's three provided in A or B, and you pick two from those ones. So plenty of choice.
Amazing. And then finally, there's maths. So in previous years, like when me and Nessa would have done it, we had to answer every single question on the exam. It was hell.
Good times. It was a nightmare.
Like, oh my God, they should really keep this adjustment in place, because there are just some questions that would drive you to tears in the middle of the exam.
Stop.
But anyway, we won't scare people. It's fine. But you'll be fine because you get a
maths
choice.
Is fun. What are we talking about?
You get a choice, so it's really fine. So yeah, from section A, you'll get five questions and you have to pick four. So I suppose most like time, you might be under a bit of time pressure, but you actually could attempt all of them, which is good then, because I assume they're only going to give you the ones that you did best on. So that's nice. And then for section B, you get four questions and you only have to answer three. So yeah, I am sure for most people, unless you're a maths whiz, there'll be a couple of questions that might kind of throw you a bit. And now you just have the nice safety cushion to think, oh, well, it's okay, I just don't answer it. And then you can still get top marks. So good for you.
Yeah, sweet. And the questions are, the length of the questions themselves are very similar to past years. So you can still use the past questions, and soundly enough, the maths video solutions that are up on StudyClicks, those will still be helpful to you. It's the questions are going to be pretty much the same in terms of how much is in them. It's literally just on the day of the exam, you'll have one less to do, which is handy out. And ordinary level in this case is the exact same.
Yes. So yeah, that's it. Like we said, obviously there are changes. A lot of the changes are quite similar in other subjects. Like it's all along the same vein of you get an extra question here, or you get more choice here, or you have to answer one question less here, and all that kind of stuff. But definitely check out the blog and that document if you want to be doubly sure. And just your teacher also will be there to help you if you have any questions or you're not sure what needs to be covered or what doesn't need to be covered. Just ask them, they'll be able to help you out as well with any specific questions. So use them wherever you can.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask your teacher, like I was. That's what they're paid to do. That's what they're there for. They love to do it.
Yeah, teachers aren't as scary as people make them out to be. I know that, like, it's always hard to see that when you're in school because they just seem like such an authoritative form, which they are, but like they are, like, most of the time they just really want to help you, actually, and you should take advantage of that. That most people go into teaching because they like helping people, so remember that. So
that is a good thing to remember.
So that's all we really have to say.
Well, round out the podcast like we always do. So if you ever have any feedback for us, well, we'd love if you were listening to us on Apple Podcasts, you could leave a review, a 5-star one. That would be so sweet. Help us climb the charts. Leave a written review. We love to read that. Me and Emer always share them with each other and they make us happy.
Yes.
Follow us if you're listening on Spotify, Acast. We're on like all the main ones, basically, wherever you listen to us. So do whatever you can there. Spread the word if you think anyone else would benefit from hearing about us. If you have any feedback on what you'd like to hear on the podcast, we're always looking for ideas to do. So you can just you can message us on the site. You can send it into the chat box that's on StudyClicks, the little circle on the bottom right-hand corner. You can message me on any of the social media. So yeah, and make sure you're following us on all of those.
All our platforms. Yes,
amazing.
Obviously, sign up for, if for some reason you're listening to this and you don't have a StudyClicks account already, please go set up a StudyClicks account. It will change the way you study. And so, yeah, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.